All right, sitting here with Tom Rosen, and I'm going to ask Tom our three questions. So, Tom, the first question is, what was the major turning point or point of increased momentum, or where you felt you had a strategic choke point that once you acquired or completed it, made everything else that you're doing going forward better? Is there any noticeable thing in your career?
Well, there was two or three really spots in the when the the stock market just almost collapsed, and I did a lot of buying at that time and picked up a lot of money, from it. It didn't take too long for it to come out, and it was that over the next year, oil, gas, a lot of things, some tech and stuff really went up, and you just gotta kind of, I don't care what they say, or you should not buy on the down thing. Yeah, you should buy when it's down, and that was one of them, probably the biggest thing.
Okay, great. And this is also with Rosen's Diversified. Just it could be anything. But what was the most valuable strategy that you wish someone had provided you earlier on that you would like to share with anybody?
You mean what did I learn?
Yeah, some valuable strategy that you learned that had you learned it earlier would have been really helpful to even maybe propel your success sooner.
It's kind of simple. Once you got to realize, you look at the balance in your bank, and you got to remember, that's not all your money. That is a lot of the bank's money, And, you got to keep your, you can't buy everything you want. You got to kind of go with, you got to be a little conservative what you buy and so on. And one of the things I learned is something is bad, and it don't get better, it never does. So I dump them. I don't fall in love with anything. I dump them when they're... It's okay to fail, but that's probably the best thing that I've learned.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely those are all learning episodes, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then the third question is, what was the number one most costly mistake that you've made or you've seen other investors make or business owners make that you think could be avoided?
Well, We definitely had some businesses that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we had more that worked than it didn't work.
Absolutely.
And I think you probably, one thing you can hold on to a bad business too long. When it's bad, you might as well get rid of it. Take the, some of the losses on your carry forward and all that stuff. I think we had a pretty good, as a track record, we got, it's not working. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah. Is there any one thing that you would say would be the pinpoint of when you would get rid of a business? It's not going as well, but is there one thing that said, boy, we know, feel
I
pretty...
I don't think there's anything you could pinpoint it.
Okay.
You can kind of tell, first of all, if the paint people aren't quite right and get it, that's probably the one thing. And then second of all, it seems like you do a lot of things and even invest a little bit more money or something. That doesn't do it. And then eventually you go, I don't have the right people or enough money to get this thing out of the...
Yeah, no matter how much money I throw at it, I'm not going to get it.
It's just time to get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the good ones, but it's all about, you got to have good people when you put them in there. And even some of them that you, put in there and you tell them what to do, they do it themselves. And then, when they mess it up that way... They're definitely heading out the door.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is definitely the better the people you have as soon as possible, obviously going to help. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, great, Tom. Thank you.